When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online where the games.
Hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back, season 5. And today, Private Talk, we have Luce Cannon on the couch.
Well, so would it.
Welcome and hello. I'm excited to have you on the couch. I've been waiting for this conversation for since last season. So I'm happy that you finally made it. So we get to know you a little bit better.
All right.
You're the viral king himself. So I had to have you on the couch and find out why you're so viral.
Maybe because I got a long dick.
You got a long dick? Wow. Is that what they called you, Luce Cannon? Because you never know what's going to come out of your mouth?
Yeah, nothing. I speak my mind. I just go with the flow.
Okay. So you have a long dick. Is that how you got your start in life?
No, I'm just playing. But I do got a long dick.
Okay. I like your sense of humor. You know, obviously you're in the right place. Miss Texas does not, shy away from anything that's sexual, because I am, Miss the Queen of Sex.
Okay, and you got Private Talk, so.
We are Private Talking on the couch, and I definitely love to get to know you a little bit more. I know that you are not only, an artist, but you have, a content coming out. You had a show recently come out, a reality show. Tell us about that. How is that, being in front of the camera in that capacity instead of, being behind the camera and being in your art?
No, so it was very natural, so it was me putting my everyday life on display for everybody to see. So it was the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, the ugly, the violence, the, love. But it was just for everybody to see, and it gravitated to me. And it's for the first season, Betty and the Beast, we did 1.4 million subscribers, which is unheard of.
Amazing. So how did the whole reality kind of situation come into play? Were you really open to wanting to give your privacy away? Because obviously, you are who you are and you're, a public figure. So it was already kind of your personal life is kind of already out in the open. But now putting cameras in your everyday life, was that kind of, were you immediately ready to do that? Or were you was there pushback from you, or were you ready to give the world whoever you are because you say you speak so free-mindedly?
No, I got tired of bitches exposing me, so I was like, fuck it, let me get paid for this shit then.
Okay, so you wanted to expose bitches?
No, they was exposing me.
But you're licked back as far as, just showing what your real life is, so yeah. There's no room for error.
Yeah, so it was well, bitch, if you're gonna put this out, I might as well just show the world anyway and get paid for it.
So that's a good comeback.
That's the best comeback, because it's I'd rather Eminem me. So in other words, it's I put it all out there so you can't say anything else.
For sure.
And that's just how we made it so popular and everybody gravitated to it. So we wanted to shake up the reality TV world and do something that's completely different. We wanted to give people the raw. We didn't want to do no scripting, scripted reality TV.
So there's no script at all?
No, it's just we got a scene and we just go. That's okay. It.
So how did that have an impact in your everyday life? Did things come up more crazy because TV or the cameras were around all the time? Or were you already just used to that kind of behavior anyways?
No, I was used to hate, but shit, it's like, it got worse, 1,000 times worse.
Because you're really like peeling the onion back. And now, you know, there's the person that you present to the world, and then there's who you are in your everyday life. You know, personal time is when the lights come off, and, you know, I'm sure you're different than you are in front of everybody.
No, it's not. I gave the same energy that I give naturally to, like, my friends, my family, my wife. And it's just, like, to a point where it's, like, I just expose it. So it's, like, dealing with, like, relationships with, you know, other women, how they, you know, going crazy.
Did you get caught up?
Of course. It's not really getting caught up, because I think God gave me a blessing. So I like to share with the, you know, with the world.
And
so
what is your blessing?
The blessing is pleasing women and making sure they satisfy, and then, you know, they have to pay.
So with that being said, how does that work in your, you know, you said you're married. How does that work in your current relationship? Is it an open relationship, or are you?
No, it's not an open relationship. She understands my gift.
Okay.
And I embrace it, and she embraces it. It's like,
so what kind of rules does that kind of lay? Is it just whatever goes? And because you are such a pleasing person, as long as you're not bringing it home, is it okay?
No, sometimes I tell her, like, baby, go grab the ice packs.
Where are we putting ice packs?
Throats.
So she's helping you in the situations with these other women. Or is this solo time? That's why I'm kind of confused with. Because yes, you have a gift. Yes, you love pleasing women, and you're good at your job, I guess. I mean, you're not a porn star, but it sounds like, you know, you're making your own movies over there.
Do you have any unreleased tapes? I'm making biographic.
You probably have just as many scenes as I do, and I've been in a porn star for like,
Of course. So it's just different. The way of, I think, like, men have to learn women bodies. And so I super exceeded that.
Okay.
So it's like when I'm, like, having sex and then it feel like a water balloon splashed on the pussy, it give me that sensation, like, great, you just did that. So
you did your job.
Yeah, then afterwards I ask for my check.
Do you ever get the check?
Of course.
How much is your check written for? Is every time different?
10,000 to about roughly about 100.
So you're just slinging that dick all over town?
No. You have to be qualified. It's like,
what are your requirements? This is very intriguing.
No, qualifications is I like to give women an application.
Okay, so let's role play. I'm here, and I want to see what this application says. What is the application?
Your checkbook, your status.
So you want to be a sugar baby?
No, not a sugar baby, because I got my own. I own 5 properties, 2 subways, 2 nail shops.
But being a sugar baby doesn't mean you don't have to have your own. It just means you want to be spoiled by other people.
Yeah. So basically, it's like...
So you want to look at... your credit score, your bank statement.
Oh, no, that's one of the first requirements. It's like, baby, we probably have to go to the car dealership.
So you're upgrading the car?
No, not updating. They have to.
So that's the first date?
Probably the second.
The second?
First date is jewelry.
How many cars has your wife bought you?
2.
2?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Must be doing a good job. So how often does this happen? Is it just kind of like whenever the situation occurs? Is it something that you seek after because you have this gift that you want to share to the world? How does that come into play? You have a roster that goes down the line, or are you like just going and ringing them down the list?
No, it's not a roster. It's just opportunity.
Okay. So let's talk about this further. You say that you have this gift. How did you know, and what age did you know this gift occurred, and who taught you this gift? So I'll ask you the question again.
Yeah, let's ask that again.
So you say you have this gift. At what age did you know that you had this gift, and who taught you this gift that you knew it was such a magical thing that you had to share with the women of the world?
No, it's basically when a woman w wake up one day. Let me go to a story. So basically, I'm 16. I'm in a club or whatever, and a woman, she was, "Oh, you what's her name?" She was like, I think like 21, and then I was like, "Listen, let's do something or whatever." So I pulled down my pants, and when I pulled down my pants, she said, "Oh, Jesus, I need help with this one." So she run and go grab her friend.
That's a real story.
I swear to God, she go grab her friend, and then they just start
So you're
tackling it.
16 in a club and
Yeah.
you pull down your pants on VIP, and she said, "Oh Jesus, I'm gonna need help with this one."
Yeah.
Runs and just goes finds a willing participant
No, she
friend
went to go
and
get her
comes back.
friend,
Exactly.
and then came back and then. And I'm like, shit.
You've made that noise before.
No, I'm just telling you, that's what they do.
What club is this? And where was this happening?
And not in LA,
In LA.
so here.
Okay.
I mean, that
So that's
just.
where the freak began.
Yeah,
That's what
man.
unlocked the beast, and you were like at that point had the most power that you probably ever felt ever because you're at a high at all times. You're releasing in these women's mouth. I'm sure something happened to be an exchange of fluid.
Yep, I asked for my dick back because they got busy.
So did more people in the club happen to come about, or it was only those two and they finished you off and you went home? Were you satisfied at that point?
No, it was, I'm young, I'm horny, so it's like, oh, this was fun. And then it was like, okay, do it again, and then do more things, and then be like, shit, I could get paid for this. I'm good looking.
So how long have you been
Bitches love
getting
me.
paid for giving your dick away?
No, it's just like, if you're not attractive or I can't feel like we could do anything, I'm like, baby, you gotta pay something.
So if they're attractive and you like want to be with them, then it's not a transactional thing.
No, it's your attraction.
So have you had fake girlfriends in the past and you were just getting paid off that for like fake news?
Yeah, like no, not no fake girlfriend.
Well, not like, you know what I mean? You say that you, it's maybe not fake, but you're being exchanged as far as money. So you're saying if like you're not exchanging money unless you, in a sense, only just like fucking them and that's all it's gonna be. So it's like, have you ever had a moment where there's all this like fake beef? People are talking about like labels or, hiring people to like have these beefs. Were there any like a fake girlfriend situation with anybody?
No, it was never a fake girlfriend. I never got into deep when it come down to that. It just like I just had like certain celebrity relationships, and it was like they thought it was gonna be something, but I knew it was gonna be nothing like that. It was just like a stepping stone for me.
Would you say that you're the toxic one in a relationship?
Yeah, of course.
So you steady know that you're toxic.
Yeah.
So what are your requirements to like be where, because obviously you're married and to be married to someone who's so free, I think is a beautiful thing if it works for you guys. Because I always say like relationships are within the people. Like what worked for you may not work for me, but that's not my relationship.
Yeah.
So what does she like in a sense was like required to be okay with?
Life.
Life. So as long as you're like taking care of her and she's good, she's whatever you're doing is
Yeah, of
good.
course.
So what happened with the whole, I saw a clip of your show where it's like you saw the sonogram and the whole thing and she sounded in your drawer. What happened with that? Did she just have to deal with it?
Yeah, no, she understood that it was before her time.
Okay.
And we worked it out. So it was like it was a maybe situation.
Okay.
And so when the maybe situation came, like, listen, calm down. I gave you half my dick, so if I gave you all of it, I know it would have been, way
What is
crazier. I
ha
would
giving half your dick away? Please explain for private talk. Because
base
this is how men think, to be quite honest. And he's breaking it down. So I love your this
yeah,
knowledge.
so
Your half dick recipe.
yeah,
What
so
entails this?
I gave, I think like 6.5 inches. And then, because if I give them all of it,
So are you 12 inches?
no, not that big, but
Well,
like
you said
10,
you gave him six, so you said half.
if 5.5,
You've
roughly.
definitely measured. You can't be as a gift
No,
as yourself saying talking about your dick as well as you do
it's.
not know how big it is.
But it's like I don't measure it. It's just throat, or I, you know, the wrist.
Okay.
Is a little bit thicker than that.
So that's your girth.
Yeah, it's a little bit thicker.
So what's the length from my elbow to my
elbow? There you go.
You just touched the whole this side.
I know.
So from wrist to elbow?
Yeah. So
okay.
It's a little bit thicker than that.
So it's probably like 10, maybe 10 and a half.
Okay.
I'm against judge the size of characters. I mean, I've been around.
So, and then the, I love a girl. Her throat have to catch me. That's the first thing.
So you're looking for throat catchers?
No, I'm looking to, you know, like the way she moved the throat and like, okay, I could.
So what is your best throat moving situation for you? Like how to, for her to like check this box that her throat is good.
When they throw up on it.
So you like the throwing up. You want to push it to the limit.
Yeah.
So you keep going when you throw up, when they throw up.
When they say it's by my heart.
It's by your. I love how you have these taglines. How many times have you heard that?
Damn near every time.
So would you consider yourself a nympho? Are you like a sex addict?
No.
So you can control.
Addict. Of course. I ration it out because I don't want no more broken windows and flat tires and like.
What's the craziest thing a girl's done because you gave her like 100% of the dick and not just 50?
Blac Chyna, she went crazy. She broke into my house, stole my pool pump, slashed all my tires. Cut her hair bald, try to commit suicide when I, you know, took the dick back.
So when you took the dick away from her, all this stuff unraveled.
Man.
Did you speak to her after all this stuff or did you just let it go?
I can't.
Because you have a restraining order?
No, it's not a restraining order. The dick is the restraining order. I put it back in my pants. It's like, baby, you can't get this no more.
Does your dick have another name? Because you talk about him in third person. Like, I really, if he doesn't, he definitely needs to have one.
No, it is.
No? No nicknames?
No.
He's just that. So Blac Chyna was the craziest experience afterwards.
It's not. That was just the last one.
That's the last one. So what is one more crazy story? Like, you know, obviously you gave her the good D. She went crazy. Things got nuts. What about somebody else?
Man, you're trying to get me sued.
Dude, I tell you to say nobody's name.
Man, these bitches be, boy. But no, at the end of the day, it's like, I had this one bitch, you know, she was paying me, but she got, you know, she married now.
So you're on the payroll.
Yeah, she married now.
Okay.
And
was she married while you were fucking her?
I fucked her 2 weeks before.
So it was like a wedding present.
No, it wasn't. She was like, I need you one more last time or whatever before.
Yeah, it's like a parting gift.
Yeah.
So you gave her the business and she went crazy before or after that?
No, it's just like I shut it down. I respect the union.
So you have like your boundary is if you're married, then you're not gonna do it. Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
There's millions of other girls. I think that's, you know, a respectable thing, you know, to do, I feel like. So what about your wife situation? Is she not allowed to entertain other men either or women?
Of course not.
No?
No.
So can she entertain women with you or is that something again solo situations?
No, it's not.
Like, do you have threesomes with her or is it something that you do like by yourself?
No, we have threesomes.
Okay. I wish she was here. I thought she was coming. I love to like talk to couples, especially in like the entertainment world where it's like it's such a struggle sometimes of just figuring out what works for both of you guys, but also then doing it within the limelight and then being on a reality show and like opening up everything. I'm sure it gets tough. So like having someone who can like relate because you're going through the same stuff, I think is a beautiful thing that can obviously bring you closer together or completely apart. So I feel like I love talking to women that are open-minded because not everybody has problems with their man fucking other people as long as you're honest with it. And some people completely hate it, but that's someone that wouldn't serve you as a partner because that's not how you operate.
Of course.
So how long have you guys been married?
A year and a half.
You got to tell her how much fun you have after the show so she can come into your own episode so I can hear, like, the insides, the inside scoop.
For sure.
Love it. Okay, so let's go on to, you know, you did the reality show just recently. What other products do you have, like, in the works right now?
I know, well, it was so big that they want to do season two, and then we got, like, other records that's coming out right now.
Okay.
So are you
already currently shooting season two right now?
In the next month, we'll be shooting season two, but she got a record with Sukiana.
Okay.
That just dropped, and it's on fire.
What's the song called?
Bad Bitch.
Bad Bitch. All right, we love a bad bitch.
Yeah. So we got that, and then we also got my song that I got with Quilly, America's Most Wanted, and then I got Cookout spinning.
Nice. How do you navigate, because, you know, your wife is also an artist as well, to not, like, do you equal, like, your work and hers? Do you together, or do you, like, completely two separate artists together?
No. We do it together because it's, like, it's easier.
Okay.
And we like to have fun, and we like to enjoy each other because we're so creative. So we like to create.
It's like your creative love space.
Yeah, of course. And it's like, it's brilliant because she's like a real, real, real dope singer. And it's like, it's easy when you're compatible with somebody.
So out of all the women in the world, you said that you have this gift that you had to give back. What made your wife, and how did you know that it was that special one to, like, be married and have, like, an actual, like, agreement together?
No, because she's just as special. So okay. It's like things that she satisfied me. And that's the best. It's like when, because I'm knocking down women, smashing, and then all they be, not again, because they nutting everywhere. Oh, not again, because they can't.
Does that ever get old to you?
Yeah, no, what gets old is like when bitches be like, it's just something about you. Or they be like, it's the first time I ever did that. And I'd be like, bitch, no, it's not. Like, I'd rather a motherfucker be truthful. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's almost like you weaponize your dick in situations, because I feel like that's the, like, serving factor of, like, people getting to know you a little bit, like, in a better, like, emotional terms, where it's like, if you know that you're hearing the same thing from everybody, it's like if you go to the strip club all the time, you hear the same gimmick every single time. Mm-hmm. It's not as, like, appealing to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know what, like, the bullshit in between it, then you can see what you give your energy.
Yeah, so it's...
But because now the other part, though, the toxic part, like what you mentioned before, is that you know that you have good dick. So you're the one out there, like, antagonizing these women and setting them all crazy.
No, it's not. Have a woman ever say I never heard a woman say they have bad pussy.
Well, because they're in denial, I'm sure.
No, but have you ever heard a woman say they got bad pussy?
I mean, in other terms.
You have?
Uh-uh.
Okay, you haven't. And it's just like with certain
men. But a guy's not going to tell you, I don't have good dick. He's always going to lie to you. He's going to talk it up. And then he can't get his dick hard. He's over there in the corner fucking trying to jerk it off. Even on porn scenes, that happens sometimes. It's intimidating.
That's terrible.
Tragic, actually.
Yeah, I got to work out, guys. So it's like, that's different.
Definitely. But that's why I feel like at a certain point, like, what continues to stimulate you? Like, or if it's like, is it the variety of the women? Is it because you just want to see them go crazy?
No money.
So it's just transactional.
No, it's not just.
Just be a porn star, because it's not about, I guess, it's like, you know, it's sex, but it's safe sex. And then it's like, you know, you're getting paid in transaction and transaction.
Yeah, but
have you ever thought about doing OnlyFans with your girl?
We did one time.
How did that work out?
Bitch was in my DMs and she shut it down.
See, that's
so
you're just like, what's a big dick to do? That just over here. When's the last time you had sex?
Eight hours ago.
Yeah. Is it an everyday thing?
Not every day.
Okay.
Probably like
how many times a week?
Four times.
Okay, healthy number.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on OnlyFans? You said that you tried it with, you know, your girl. It didn't work in that situation. But what do you think about the platform in itself and how everybody from a porn star to a rapper to a trainer is on there these days? How do you feel about it?
I think OnlyFans is better than... It's like, remember when Amazon got the popping, right? And put all these local businesses out of business. Mm-hmm. Because now people can actually work for themselves and do things and don't have to worry about paying this person and that person and that person when they can actually put their videos out. And, you know, everybody get... It's like Instagram models. A bitch with high heels gives it... And a wig on could be like, I'm an Instagram model. And it's the same thing with OnlyFans. Like, if you popping pussy and turning tricks and stuff like that, you might as well get paid for it.
But don't you feel we're in this generation now where that's as easy, not only like the stripper with the wig to like even people being newfound comedians or rappers or these like cliche like little YouTubers that are like doing all these things and become stars in their own thing. Like, don't you think it's just all watered down?
Yeah, everything is watered down, but it's like 2024 is the year of exposing things.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I love the platforms and those things like that because it's creator friendly, where it's like it gives you the chance to have ownership to the most capacities.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Where it's like, you know, back in years ago, even like 5 years ago, the like monetarily things were very different. It was just very one time you get paid for something. Now it's like you're owning each individual content. Do you put your music on OnlyFans or
no,
any other platforms other than like Apple Music and whatever? You strictly just go?
No, just traditional.
Okay.
So it's like, it wasn't nothing with, it was just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
It just didn't work for your brand. And it's one of those things that sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But I feel like nowadays, at least you could say you tried.
Yeah, no, it's basically, it's like, especially in the industry, they thinking that, they go watch the video and stuff like that, and then they expose themselves. Like, bitch, I put it out there for the world to see. And people don't understand that. Mm-hmm. So they call it leaked videos, but it's not leaked. Bitch, you pay for it. And then you put it on a site.
Welcome to my world. People steal my content all the time. You know, at this point, it's like back in the day where it was like LimeWire. It's like there's nothing really you can do. You can monetize it or you can limit it to a degree, but realistically... I did a scene with Dredd and I have people that run it and they like get rid of people who put it illegally and there's still a million of those things everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it sucks because that is a thing where it's like such a, there's so much technology out there that there's easy to steal and rip off things and like do IP addresses from foreign countries. So you can't really like trace things. And so it's a shame. So I feel like because of the platforms like that, where it's like OnlyFans that gives more monetized to us, it kind of, you know, cushions it a little bit more than before, where you just feel like you're getting fucked with no lube.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And that's just horrible.
No, is it? Well, shit, I don't know about that, but it's...
Lube or spit?
No.
Do you use lube?
No, because it's like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like, I know how a woman body needs to operate. So this shit gets automatically get wet, get drenched. It's like sprinklers. You know how you walk through sprinklers and shit? And you get wet, you'd be like, what the fuck just
regardless of how what a woman can continue to get, though, at a certain time of how if you're fucking for so long, you still need something. You need lubrication.
No, I don't think
lube or
woman...
spit. Nothing. You don't have any lube at all. I feel like you're spit. You would spit.
No, probably in an ass crack or something. Just stick my thumb in it. Mm-hmm. Maybe that.
Like like the anal play.
No, hell no.
You just said he stuck a thumb in it.
Yeah, just a thumb and a booty.
No with, tongue?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Why? You gotta taste it if you're putting your finger in it.
I ain't tasting shit. Fuck that.
What are top three rules that you abide by? You seem like a pretty open guy. You have like a level-headed head on your shoulders. What are three rules that you kind of like make yourself get grounded in?
God first.
Okay.
Wife and family and friends second. Money third.
Nice. Where do you come into play in that?
I sacrifice myself for the greater good, for the whole team, everybody to succeed.
You're a giver.
Yeah.
I like that. Who do you go to for advice?
God.
God? So what is the best advice that you've ever gotten?
Is on his time and not yours, not mine. Should I say?
Okay. What would you say is your biggest pet peeve? What is something that just irks you?
Bitch shit, childish shit. I feel like everybody know me. I don't give second chances.
Okay.
Because I feel like if you did something once stupid, you're going to do something again. And I don't have the time for that.
What excites you about the future?
Money. Money. Opportunities.
So how do you plan on getting more money in the future?
Work hard. No sleep. I sleep when I die. So it's like I always tunnel vision. I always manifest my next move and my blessings. So it's like, if I see something, I pursue it, I study it, and I just keep going.
Okay. We're in the second quarter of 2024. What is your biggest goal for this year?
$20 million.
$20 million?
This year.
Is that what make you feel like you're accomplished, or that's just the goal for the year?
No, just the goal for the year.
Okay. Pretty big number. Best dumb that I'm sleeping.
No. It's easy. See, a lot of people don't understand that. If Jay-Z got it, P. Diddy, anybody, if anybody could get $20-30 million, you can too. You might have to work harder or do things, but the money is out there. You just have to just accomplish it.
I believe that. I think that, you know, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So whatever you feel like that you want to accomplish, I think there's just a lot of lazy people and complacent people that are just okay with the middle ground. So good for you for having the ambition to like have that big number, and I know you're gonna get it.
Of course.
20 million, we'll have a celebration.
No, there's
New Year's Eve.
$100 million if I make in the next 5 years, that's when we celebrate.
Okay, bet. First celebrity crush.
None.
Who was yours? You never had a celebrity crush growing up? You never had like back in the day with magazines? Nothing. Sounds like someone's old bones are creaking.
No, I never had a celebrity crush.
Okay. What about best concert experience?
None, because I do them.
But like, I mean, even like, who inspired you to do music? Who inspired that you looked up to kind of want to like, kind of follow, maybe not follow after, but that you got that rush of like, I want to do this. Like, this is what I see me doing.
Nobody.
All right. You just knew you were going to do it on your own.
No, it's just like, it just happened for me. So when it happened for me or whatever, I wasn't looking for it. So it just like God gave me a gift. So I was like producing music off my PlayStation. And then I scored a number one single. And when I scored a number one single, it just came out of there. And I just kept doing it like, damn, I could make $10,000 off this beat. Doing one beat, then it came to 20,000 and 50,000 and stuff like that. So I just focused and then I just kept doing it. So it wasn't, nothing excited me or no artist excited me because I felt like I was just that nigga. So
do you have any musical like inspirations that you liked their music, or you kind of like, I mean, if you being in the music industry, you can't just like your own music only. You have to have kind of mentor or like someone that you like vibe with. Who are you listening to right now?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Just my team. Because I look at it as I wrote for 80% of the people in the industry. So it's like they have writers themselves. So it's like if I'm giving you a story or a piece of my life, I feel like it's not true. So it's like, why would I look up to you?
Okay. I respect that as an artist, that you feel like, you know, you're doing all the work, you're writing your own stuff. How did that come about? How did you know that you could write? Were you into like poetry? Were you into just writing your thoughts down? Like, how did it come all together for that puzzle piece to fit?
No, like as a like second grade, I was always into like, you know, writing speeches and poems and stuff like that. So it's like I made a beat and then I feel like, shit, I could put words and stuff into it. And then it just went from one spot to another spot to another spot to like, boom, a placement, boom, another placement, boom. a hit record, boom, another hit record, and it just kept going.
Just kept going. We're going to keep them, keep going and going and going and going. We get that 20 million.
Of course.
Actually, no, the 100 million. We have to,
yeah,
then
wanna,
we're going to celebrate.
Yeah, then we'll celebrate.
Then we'll celebrate. All right. Last question before we start Truth with Texas. How did you get your name? It's quite a unique name.
The streets.
Okay.
So it's like,
a situation happened that made you be called Lewis Cannon?
No, I was always bad as fuck. So it's like, my mama used to try to whoop my ass and stuff like that. And I'd be like, grab the belt and throw the belt across the thing. I was just bad. So it was like, you a Lewis Cannon and stuff like that. And that's how my name came. Yeah.
Okay, Lewis Cannon. All right, Lewis Cannon. Well, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. And all the fun stuff, you know, you Mr. Dick Slinger yourself, you know, I'd have never had such a coxman on my couch. But we're about to get a little bit more intimate. We're going to do Truth with Texas, okay, which is my favorite part. We're going to get a little bit naughty, a little spicy, a little romantic.
Okay, let's do it.
Kinky. All right. Let's start with naughty questions. I feel like you're a naughty man. Lube or spit? I just asked you this
spit
earlier. Do you still stand by it?
Yeah, I don't, but I'd rather just truth spit.
Okay. Have you ever paid for sex?
No.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
All the time.
Why do you fake an orgasm? Why do you fake an orgasm? I just, I think 2 years ago I realized, or I was told by my male friends that that happens, and I was shocked that that happened. And then in my mind, I was playing back every time, like, did somebody fake it? So why do you fake it?
Because certain pussy feel like a goldfish in the ocean or a hot dog in the hallway. So
certain pussy feels like goldfish in the ocean.
Or a hot dog in the hallway.
Okay.
So it's just like.
So you like try to escape the whole thing. Like, but my question is if that's the case, why can't you just stop and be like, hey, baby girl, this just ain't working for me. Like, why do you have to like make her feel like she did something so the next person that she goes gives her trash pussy to, she's going to think she's doing something too. Why can't it be a teaching moment, Mr. Coxman?
No, I tell him after.
After? That didn't work. And so you're like, hey, by the way, sweetie,
no,
I didn't come. I fooled you.
No, like, no, it's not that. I just tell him, like, they be like, baby, how was this pussy? Not good.
Has anybody cried after that happened?
Sometimes.
So what do you do when they cry?
Leave.
You just leave. I'm not shocked, but I'm shocked because it's just like, to a degree, I respect the honesty, right? But on the other hand, you still lied to get to the situation which you could have just stopped. But like, does that save her any more humility if you stopped and said, this isn't going to work, or, hey, I lied and that wasn't good? So I don't really know. I mean,
I think it's better when you crush them after it's all over with.
Toxic masculinity at its finest.
No, it's true.
How is that true?
Because they think and they put in work.
So what if they told you that they thought that they were like, your dick was trash?
Then I have to accept it.
But would you accept it? I feel like
yeah,
you're
I would accept
like,
it.
Honorary of a man to be like, bitch, you lying.
No, I wouldn't say that. If they said that, then they said that. Shit, that's their opinion.
Has anybody ever told you that?
Of course not.
Oh, this is funny. I like you. Biggest turn off. What is something since you're such a coxman, you like to like please women and get a check after? Is there anything that someone can do that really just gives you the ick that it's not going down?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's something about you.
Oh, those words again.
Oh,
that's really triggering for you because that's the second time you mentioned that.
No, I just hate when bitches say that. It's like.
Or if like, you're the only one I ever did this with.
No, it's just. This is the first time. Like, bitch, no, it's not. Like, stop, ho.
Do you say that mid-stroke?
No.
You wait till after.
No.
We give lessons after.
No, when they because after I finish or something, they be like, don't tell nobody. Bitch, who I'm telling?
Don't tell nobody? People say that after?
You know women say that.
I don't. Me, it's usually me. I'm not wanting to tell shit to nobody. but, different kind of bitch. I, because of who I am and I fuck for a living and I do my job, like, that doesn't really stimulate me. I need more. Do I like to fuck? 1,010%. But I ain't ever telling, because people are going to want to tell me. Like, I need to tell them not to tell, like, nothing. No.
Yeah, no, but that's what women do. Or they just be like, do so-and-so know it? Like, bitch, don't ask me about another bitch right now. Like,
so you're your fucking job. Best friends, cousins, sisters.
No, dude, best friends for sure. No.
Have you fucked sisters?
Yes.
Together or separate?
No, separate.
Did they know about it?
Afterwards.
You didn't tell them.
Yeah, afterwards.
You told them afterwards.
Because it one had better pussy. No, one had better pussy. And the one that had worse pussy, I just let her know, listen.
Your sister's pussy is better than yours.
It's better than you. I'm going to stay over here for the moment.
Your people, I for sure are like having therapist problems because they're toxic as fuck, which is again, the question is always is like, do you respect the honesty? Because you're being honest, but you also went through a sexual act and that girl at that time thought she was doing a great job. And then you're like, no, honey, better like next time.
No, it's not that. It's just,
I feel like men weaponize their dick too many times.
No.
You're a weaponizer dick person.
No, it's not weaponizing the dick. It's just, the dick will set you free.
The dick will set you free? Okay. So you said sisters are separate, twins, no. Mm-hmm. What about it? Have you hooked up with any of your friends' siblings?
No.
So those are off limits?
Off limits.
Have you ever had sex when someone else watched?
Hell no, that's that Diddy shit. That'd be fucked up.
Role play, yes or no? Do you like when your girl, like, maybe does, like, the nurse, like, maybe, like, a school teacher? Do you like when she...
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1. Now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/westwood1.
Like role play like that? Does that happen?
No, because when I fucked you, you didn't do that shit in the beginning, so don't do it now.
So unless your person wants to fuck in role play attire off the bat.
No,
what if people's sexual interests change? Like just how like what your likes and wants 5 years ago or even last year is probably different. Why can't you just be like, hey,
you can't do what? No, it's like, because
it doesn't
more,
turn you on.
Yeah, it's more of a mental thing for me. Okay. It got to be like a connection in a certain in a different way than, you know, like attraction and stuff like that. Like if a bitch, oh, baby, I got 10,000 for you. Okay.
But you'll do something for 10,000.
No, not now. Not now.
What's the highest amount of money that you've ever got for a dick transaction?
A rich family as well, like $250.
Okay. Was that from whom? Who was that from?
You gonna Google it.
You just wanna Google it? If it's already Googleable, then why can't you say it on Private Talk?
Yeah, these motherfuckers, man, they say I ruined their NDA and that I don't wanna fuck up nobody's marriage no more.
Okay. Let's say choked or spanked. You have to pick one.
Oh, choked.
Do you like dirty talk or do you like it silence when you're giving the dick?
No, they can be silent, but.
But like moans only, or you want them like talking to you like porno style, like talking dirty to you? You like dirty talk at all?
No.
Or you like the one talking?
No, sometimes when I, you know, especially when I'm hitting it from the back,
okay.
It's like.
That's your favorite position?
No, I'm getting like dick and head at the same time, because I'm going and they keep going like this, and it's, you know, that's just how it works.
Doesn't it? I never knew. All right, romantic questions. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
No.
Making out or cuddling? Gotta pick one.
Making out.
Cut or uncut?
Uncut.
Sex life, if it was a title of a song, what would your sex life be titled as?
Splash.
Okay. Have you ever answered a call during sex? You're mid-stroke, the phone rings. Are you answering and putting it to voicemail?
No.
Are you still fucking?
No, because I probably hit it, picked up my phone, sent a text, call me now. It's bad pussy.
So you're getting calls being like, hey.
My grandma died.
Eject. Eject out of the
My grandma died.
Dinner or a movie?
Dinner.
Sex on the first date?
Of course. That's what date stands for.
Giving or receiving?
Huh?
Giving or receiving? What are you?
Nah, I'm a giver.
Lights on or lights off?
No, lights on.
Foreplay or sex? And you can only choose one.
Sex.
Deal breakers. What is like a deal breaker for you in a relationship?
Can't suck dick.
Nobody dick but yours.
No, no. If they can't suck dick, then there's a no-go.
Oh, so if you're not sucking dick, you can't.
No, if it's not good head.
Oh, got it, got it. Favorite place to have sex?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. All right, spicy questions. Craziest place you had sex? You seem like quite the exhibitionist. What's like a wild place you've been?
Craziest.
Airplane, like outside at a concert.
Airplane is boring. Okay.
But it can't be private. It has to be a commercial.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Let's say a school bathroom.
Okay. Okay. College, I hope. Have you ever broken a bed? You seem like a crazy sexual person. Have you ever broken any like furniture or bed by fucking so much or hard on it?
No.
Okay. How many partners do you think that you've had sex with at this time?
I'd rather not ask because I know my wife gonna see this. So shit.
So you plead the fifth?
Plead the fifth.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
Yeah, a couple of times.
All right, last set of questions. Kinky. Any fetishes?
No.
No, you don't like
no
feet.
Gay shit.
You don't like anything like big booties. You don't like
no,
titties.
Yeah, it
like
gotta be a fat to ass. It gotta
so
be a
you
fat
like
ass.
Big yeah, that's a requirement.
Yeah.
Okay. Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Five.
Have you ever had a partner that was too kinky for you?
No.
So you're always the kinkier one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, last question. Favorite time of day to have sex?
All day.
I was going to say, you're going to say every day, all day.
No, it's true.
I believe that in you. I mean, after this interview and learning a lot about you, I feel like that you are not only an artist, but you're a very sexual being. I love that you're very open about your sexuality and your relationship and how honest you are with your partner to kind of get her on board with what you are, your gift really is to everybody. So I appreciate you for taking the time and giving me your honesty. Mr. Viral King himself, is there anything that you'd like to promote or ask Miss Texas before you leave?
Okay.
Please, I've been waiting for this.
Let me ask. No, I'm just playing.
No, ask. Please ask away.
We're going to ask off air.
I want to ask right here. I ain't scared of nothing.
Off air.
Well, that means something bad, probably.
Yes.
Hot. All right, do you want to give us where we can support you, find you, and see what
all,
you're
all
to.
Platforms at IsLucCannon, ITSLUCECANNON, your favorite crip. Nate Will, we out.
All right, Private Talk, thank you so much. Until we meet again. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.